The immigration minister is arriving in Geneva later today for meetings on the humanitarian crisis in Syria. Peter Dutton will meet UN officials to ask how Australia can help. Thousands of refugees are flooding Western Europe. The government is considering increasing its percentage of refugees from the war-torn country within its current asylum seeker intake. Pope Francis has called on every European parish to take in one migrant family. The pontiff has told a crowd of followers that the Vatican will lead the way, taking two families of asylum seekers in the coming days. New South Wales police have released the 000 call from William Tyrrell's mother a year after the toddler's disappearance. The three-year-old vanished while playing at his grandmother's home at Kendall near Port Macquarie. Police say a four-wheel drive was seen speeding in the area shortly after William's disappearance. Police also want to talk to the owners of a white station wagon and a grey sedan seen parked near the property that day.
There's no logical explanation as to why they would park in the location they were. And they were very close to each other. Given that it's a dead-end street, that raises our curiosity.
Gary Jubelin there. Today marks 2 years since the election of the Abbott government. The Coalition acknowledges it's been a difficult year from February's attempted leadership spill, from cabinet leaks and controversy around the Trade Unions Royal Commission, and also the resignation of the Speaker Bronwyn Bishop. The Prime Minister is not ruling out changes to his front bench in the lead-up to the next election.